أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن أصحاب الجنة اليوم في شغل فاكهون هم وأزواجهم في ظلال على الأرائك متكئون لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون صدق الله العظيم. The ayats we discussed last, Allah تبارك وتعالى had given us a brief overview about the condition of those who had not believed in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, how the hashar will be, the resurrection will be on the day of Qiyamah. And then also very briefly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the general rule of the day of Qiyamah. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَلَا تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, that there will be absolutely no zulm, there will be absolutely no oppression on the day of Qiyamah. And secondly, the actions that we carried out, we will be rewarded for those actions. Here in the next ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, again very briefly but very comprehensively, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes to us just a glimpse of the people of Jannah and those that had lived their lives in this world on Iman according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, إِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمِ فِي شُغُلٍ فَاكِهُونَ. Certainly, the people of Jannah today, that is on that day, the day of Qiyamah, فِي شُغُلٍ فَاكِهُونَ, they will be in an occupation, فَاكِهُونَ, enjoying themselves. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that already on the day of Qiyamah, when the people have realized that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, Allah's fadl and Allah's grace has been showered upon them, that there is success for them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they will be in this special occupation of theirs, whilst the disbelievers will be in a state of hasrat, a state of remorse, a state of regret, and obviously that will be a very bitter regret. On the other side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people of Jannah will be in a very special occupation, and that is of enjoying themselves. In other words, now they know that they have passed this imtihan, they have passed this exam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The book of deeds have been given to them in their right hand. On the other side, the scales of deeds, the good deeds were heavier. There has been the rahmah and the mercy and the fadl and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them, and now it is only pleasure upon pleasure for them. Some ulama have stated that sometimes a person may feel that after this, after one passes this examination, now there is no salat, there is no namaz, there is no tilawat of the Quran-i-Kareem, there are no obligations in short and brief upon a person, so perhaps somebody will become bored and a person won't know what to do, because boredom also is not a good thing. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that their occupation in itself will be enjoyment and enjoying these ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُهُمْ فِي ظِلَالٍ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ مُتَّكِئُونَ. Allah says not only them, but them and their spouses also, their wives also. Now one is the wife that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordained in this material world, with whom a person lives his life, and one are the wives of Jannah, and that is the Hura'in. Both could be intended over here, but if it is the wife of this world, then obviously here it is clearly indicated that when a person marries, a person becomes obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there needs to be support. Support from the wife also, from the spouse, and when a wife carries out the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there needs to be support from the husband. Both of them in this world support each other, encourage each other. Together they become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then obviously there also there will be this togetherness in the enjoyment that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted. Fi zilalin, they will be in the shades. The shades, if it is on the, regarding the day of Qiyamah, it will be the shades of the rahmah of Allah, the shade also of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if this ayah refers to Jannah, then it will be the shades of the trees of Jannah. Alal araiki muttaki'un, and they will be reclining upon couches. In other words, the hard work that they had carried out in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them in that day, in the hereafter, that now they will be totally relaxed. But if one is lax in this world, then obviously there in the hereafter, there won't be that relaxation that Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala will grant. That is why we find in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma la aisha illa aisha al-akhirah. The real life is the life of the hereafter. That is where a person will get the real enjoyment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept, and that is everlasting. Then Allah says, lahum fiha faqiha, amongst the ni'mats of Jannah, amongst those great boons and favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will grant, Allah speaks of one of them, and Allah says, lahum fiha faqihatun, that in Jannah will be the fruits. And these fruits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make available to them, walahum ma yadda'un. But it's not only fruit that a person will eat in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whatever they call for, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant it. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not use the Arabic word to ask, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word to call. One is a person that begs, he comes to your door and he asks. And one is when you go to a restaurant, then you place an order for your menu because you know you have a right.